One unwilling foot goes down in front of another. I keep an eye on my dosimeter, just in case. There's not going to be much secondary radiation hereabouts, but you can never tell. The first of the cows looms up at me out of the darkness. She's painted black and white, and this close-up there's no mistaking her for a sculpture. I pat her on the nose. Stay cool, Daisy. I should be safely tucked up in bed with Mo, but she's away on a 2-week training seminar at Dunwich, and Angleton got a bee in his bonnet and called a code blue emergency. The cuffs of my jeans are damp with dew, and it's cold. I reach the next cow, pause, and lean on its rump for a zoom shot of the target. Ground zero, range 20 meters. Subject is bovine, down, clearly terminal. Length is roughly 3 meters, breed, unidentifiable. The grass around it is charred, but there's no sign of secondary combustion. I dry swallow. Thermal bloom from abdomen. There's a huge rip in its belly where the boiling intestinal fluids exploded, and the contents are probably still glowing red hot inside. I approach the object. It's clearly the remains of a cow. Equally clearly, it has met a most unpleasant end. The dosimeter says it's safe. Most of the radiation effects from this sort of thing are prompt. There are minimal secondary products, luckily. But the ground underneath is scorched, and the hide has blackened and charred to a gritty, ash-like consistency. There's a smell like roast beef hanging in the air, with an unpleasant undertang of something else. I fumble in my shoulder bag and pull out a thermal probe. Then, steeling myself, shove the sharp end in through the rip in the abdomen. I nearly burn my hand on the side as I do so. It's like standing too close to an open oven. Core temperature 266-267. Stable. Taking core samples for isotope ratio checks. I pull out a sample tube and a sharp probe and dig around in the thing's guts, trying to tease a chunk of ashy, charred meat loose. I feel queasy. I like a well-cooked steak as much as the next guy, but there's something deeply wrong about this whole scene. I try not to notice the exploded eyeballs or the ruptured tongue bursting through the blackened lips. This job is quite gross enough as it is, without adding my own dry heaves to the mess. Samples safely bottled for analysis, I back away and walk in a wide circle around the body, recording it from all angles. An open gate at the far end of the field and a trail of impressions in the ground completes the picture. Hypothesis, open gate. Someone let Daisy in, walked her to this position near the herd, then backed off. Daisy was then illuminated and exposed to a class 3 or better basilisk, whether animate or simulated. We need a plausible disinformation pitch, forensics workover of the paddock gate and fence, check for exit signs and footprints, and some way of identifying Daisy to see which herd she came from. If any livestock is reported missing over the next few days, that would be a useful indicator. Meanwhile, core temperature is down to under 500 Celsius. That suggests the incident happened at least a few hours ago. It takes a while for something the size of a cow to cool down that far. Since the basilisk has obviously left the area and there's not a lot more I can do, I'm now going to call in the cleaners. End. I switch off the camcorder, slide it into my pocket, and take a deep breath. The next bit promises to be even less pleasant than sticking a thermocouple in the cow's ass to see how long ago it was irradiated. I pull out my mobile phone and dial 999. Operator? Police dispatch, please. Police dispatch? This is Mike Tango 5. Repeat, Mike Tango 5. Is Inspector Sullivan available? I have an urgent call for him.